Several years ago, Evelyn Waugh's novel Brideshead Revisited became a public television classic. Now that author's work returns to public TV, David Bianculli has a review of the TV adaptation of a Waugh comedy called Scoop.
To the folks at Masterpiece Theater, Brideshead Revisited is the big one that got away. It would have been another jewel in the crown, so to speak, but Brideshead Revisited showed up on Great Performances instead. So it makes sense that Masterpiece Theater would eagerly snatch up any other Evelyn Waugh novel, just in case. In this case, the two-hour telemovie production of Waugh's Scoop is a lot of fun. It's based broadly on Waugh's own experience, and inexperience, as a foreign correspondent for a London newspaper in 1935. Waugh was sent to Abyssinia, which is now Ethiopia. Scoop is about a young man who gets sent to cover a potential war in the fictional East African country of Ishmaelia. The paper's publisher has instructed the foreign editor to dispatch a writer named Boot to the front. The editor, played by Denholm Elliott, doesn't know who Boot is, but doesn't tell that to the publisher. Instead, he and his assistant go on a frantic search for a writer named Boot. And they find one, writing a nature column for their very own newspaper.
Of course there he is. But why didn't the chief say that he was a staff man, for heaven's sake? Well, that's easy. Feather-footed through the plashy fen passes the questing vole. Lord Copper said he had a particularly high-class style. I mean, would that be it?
Yeah, must be good style. Doesn't sound like anything else to me.
I'll send him a telegram. Get him up here straight away.
This man is the wrong Boot, of course, but he's packed off to Ishmaelia anyway. He has no idea what he's doing, or where he is, or how to find and report the news, but neither do any of his rival foreign correspondents. And it's not long before Boot, played by Michael Maloney, begins uncovering some genuinely useful information, like the fact that one of the largest cities in Ishmaelia, at least on the map, isn't exactly what it seems.
See this town? Laku?
Yes.
It doesn't exist. It's Ishmaelite for I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Laku. The Boundary Commission in 1898 asked a local what the name of a particular hill was, and he said, Laku. It's been on the maps ever since.
William Boyd, who adapted the novel for television, has done a good job of capturing the book's funniest parts. The outrageous yet absolutely believable internal politics at a major newspaper, and the very true pack mentality of journalists abroad. But director Gavin Millar overdoes the visual humor in some of the scenes, and I'm not sure that Maloney, in the central role of Boot, is the best actor for the job. Renee Sutendik, a German actress who co-stars, outacts him while literally standing on her head. In fact, the supporting performances are what make Scoop so enjoyable. Denholm Elliott is just wonderful. And so, in minor roles, are such veteran actors as Donald Pleasance, Herbert Lahm, and Michael Hordern. Watch Scoop for them, and a laugh about how little journalism has changed in the last 50 years.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.